We recognize that both our constitutional and legal framework is in place and recognizes the equality of men and women, and it also explicitly requires that the state utilizes affirmative action to ensure that this equality is realized. So the message we'll be taking home to Kenya is that we're on track. However, we cannot be complacent. Our economic empowerment initiatives are providing leadership at a global scale, and therefore we must continue to ensure that women's advancement is as assured as the other spheres within the social and political sectors.
We have had different initiatives that Kenya has taken up. Which are some of those initiatives that probably the world can borrow from?
I think to start with the oldest initiatives, which are the Women Enterprise Fund and the Youth Enterprise Fund. These funds provide access to financial services, mostly for women and youth and persons with disability. In this current government, 2 years ago, the government of Kenya also added an additional fund called the Ability Fund, which also targets women and youth and persons with disability at a very low level to be able to get financing for business enterprise. But beyond that, one of the key initiatives that we're here to champion and discuss is the one on the 30% preferential treatment for women and youth and persons with disability.
What are some of the best practices Kenya has to share with the world?
Other than the preferential treatment for youth and women and persons with disability, which we're very proud being the only country that has actually taken this bold step. The second one is improved access to education for girls by addressing the reasons that keep them away from staying away from school, such as FGM and early and forced marriage, to provision of sanitary pads to girls to ensure that they constantly or consistently go to class. Then we have the holistic government approach to economic empowerment, which provides now the financial access through government funds and market access by ensuring at least 30% of the total public procurement is reserved for this category of women, youth and persons with disability. So those are some of the things that we will be sharing during this CSW.
What's the highlight of the CSW 59 for you?
I think the increased profile for Kenya. Beyond our four-side events, Kenya is emerging as a reference point for many countries in women empowerment, and that has been a highlight for us.